And it could just be some noise on one of the repeaters, who knows. So, anywho. Yeah, I've been thinking about, I don't know how much monkeying with All-Star nodes you've done, but I was thinking about bringing all the repeaters to a private node, you know, that's whitelisted, and then that private node connects to the main hub. That way, and the main reason I do that is because I got this thing of those push notifications. And if I lose a connection, it'll push a notification to me. And if I have the repeaters connecting up along with, you know, other people, you know, interlopers, then I'm getting these stupid push notifications all day for people connecting and disconnecting, and I could care less. I just want to know if one of my repeaters drops. So I was thinking about having a separate private node for the repeaters all to connect to that before they connect to the main hub. And that's what I'm trying to map out now. I'm just trying to think about all the repercussions. Get the numbering done right. I'm gonna split one of my numbers into 10, go to a six-digit format, and keep them all in that same tree. And it's a lot of housekeeping as well.
Yeah, I'm sure you had to, you want it different now than when you initially put it together, since you have extra repeaters on your system, where at one point you probably built it out to have two or three, and now, what is there, five or six, and then it's connected up to Central Michigan?